The castle ruins. A happy day at Whitsuntide, as soon as the sun begun to fall, we all strolled up the steep hillside to Meldon, girt and small, out where the castle wall stood high, a mouldering to the sunny sky. And there, with Jenny, took a stroll her youngest sister, Paul, so gay, beside John Hind. Ah, merry soul, and mid her wedlock fae, and at our sides did ply and run my little maid and smaller son. Above the beaten mould up sprung the driven doust, a spreading light, and on the new leaved thorn a hung were wool a quivering white, and carn a sheening bright did bow on sloping Meldon's sunny brow. There down the roofless wall did glow the sun upon the grassy floor, and weakly wandering winds did blow, unhindered be a door. And smokeless now, avore the sun, did stand the ivy-girded tun. My boy did watch the day's bright wings a-flapping from their ivy bowers. My wife did watch my maids, light springs out here and there for flowers. And John did see new towers. The place, for him, had only Polly's face. And there, of all that pried about the walls, I overlooked them best. And what of that? Why, I made out, no more than all the rest, that there were once the nest of some that were agone afore we come. When once, above the tun, the smoke did wreathy blue among the trees, and down below, the living folk did toil as brisk as bees, as it were weary knees, the while the sky were lightless to their toil.